Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of JTalk Extra Time. I'm John Steele. This will be another Extra Time mini pod, or mini pod if you like. It's just me on the microphone this time. Stuart and I both had a busy week of real world duties, as is the norm these days. In this mini pod, I'm going to round up the midweek action from J3. There was a full round of midweek games, round 25, over Tuesday and Wednesday this midweek. So I'll wrap up those games, the key results, the key moments, and look ahead to the weekend fixtures as well. So we'll start, as is appropriate, at the top of the table. Blaublitz Akita, they continue to run away with things there. They put in a dominant display at home to Saniki in midweek, winning 5-0. In the end, they were in front inside the first minute, thanks to Ken Hisatomi. And we should give a special mention for the fifth goal, a beautiful chip from outside the box from Ryota Nakamura. I think my favourite goal of the season so far in J3. There have been some crackers, but that was the most memorable one for me, definitely. So Akita, I mean, we say the same thing every week, to be honest. They're 15 points clear now of the second place team, and with only 9 games to go, surely promotion and a J3 title beckons for them. Even if they lost 3 or 4 of the last 9 games, they'd surely still finish as champions, or at least in the top 2. So I think we can congratulate them, and we'll continue to keep an eye on their results. But to be honest, it's becoming a procession towards the title for Akita. Another dominant display and victory in round 25. I think the excitement really is in the race for second place. There's a few teams who are in with a chance of getting second place. I think it's Kumamoto who are holding on to second place at the moment, although they only drew 2-2 away at Hachinohe in midweek. Hachinohe were in front early on thanks to a brilliant strike from Tsubasa Ando, a young player who's caught my eye once or twice this year. He looks very good, and he put Hachinohe in front. Kaito Taniguchi, who else, equalised, thumped in an equaliser for Kumamoto. And then Kumamoto went in front. An incredible back-heeled flicked volley from Hayato Asakawa made it 2-1 to Kumamoto. Brilliant goal, worth checking out on the highlights. Very reminiscent of Roberto Mancini for Lazio back in the day. But alas, Masashi Kokubun drove into the penalty area late on and scored. He earned a point for Hachinohe, so that game finishing 2-2. Just 1 point behind Kumamoto, we have Nagano. They had a comfortable away win in midweek, 3-1 away at Seretse Osaka's under-23 side. Kazuaki Sasso scored twice for Nagano in that game. And one more point further back are Sagamihara, just a point behind Nagano. They looked like they were going to have a win in midweek. They were 2-1 up at home against Fujieda going into second half stoppage time, but Fujieda pegged them back with a 94th minute equaliser. So Sagamihara 2, Fujieda 2 was the final score at Gion Stadium. And we have Gifu in fifth place. They missed a chance really to gain ground on the rest of this promotion chasing pack. They drew 1-1 on the road at YSCC on Wednesday night. Takuya Miyamoto put YSCC in front early on, but Gifu's veteran striker Ryuichi Maeda was able to equalise for the visitors midway through the second half. So that game finished 1-1 in Yokohama. So just to check on the top of the table, it's Akita pretty much home and hosed at this point, 61 points. In second place, Kumamoto on 46, then Nagano on 45, Sagamihara on 44, and Gifu on 42. Obviously, there are other teams, 6th, 7th, 8th place bubbling under, but I think the second promoted team is going to come from one of this group of four, isn't it? Kumamoto, Nagano, Sagamihara, and Gifu. It's going to be fascinating to see how that shakes down over the next 9 rounds. In the other games from midweek, Numazu and Tottori drew 1-1, a result that leaves Tottori in 7th place, but they've only won 1 of their last 6. They're out of form and they're off the pace. I don't think they're going to be able to challenge for promotion this year, maybe next season. Imabari are up to 6th place. They beat Gamba Osaka's under-23 side 2-0 at home. And they've been going well recently, but they're also 7 points off the promotion places. I think this year is going to come just too soon for them, although they're on an impressive run of form at the moment, and they've had a great debut season in J3, I think, as Stuart and I maybe expected or half predicted at the start of the season. In a Tohoku derby, Iwate beat Fukushima 2-1, and I think Fukushima scored a consolation late on, so it was a good solid win for Iwate in that game. Kagoshima went down to a third straight defeat. They lost 2-0 away at Toyama. That was a third straight win for Toyama. So these teams refuse to be separated, really. You've got Toyama in 8th place and Kagoshima 9th. They're locked together on 37 points and, yes, 9 points off the promotion places. So again, you know, 9 points off 2nd with 9 games to go. It doesn't look like it's going to be return to J2 for either of these sides in 2020. It's the J-League, you know, anything can happen. But yes, it would be a pretty incredible turnaround if Kagoshima or Toyama could get into the top two. So I think, we're looking at Akita as the champions, and then is it going to be Kumamoto, Nagano, Sagamihara or Gifu to go with them? We'll have to wait and see. So just a brief look ahead then to the games coming up this weekend. There's a solitary game on Saturday afternoon, quite a big one though. It's Kagoshima hosting Kumamoto in a Kyushu derby, so second place Kumamoto will be desperate to pick up the 3 points there to move them a little bit closer to promotion. All of the other games in round 26 are on Sunday. We have Fukushima hosting Sagamihara, so that's 4th place visiting 12th. And to be honest, the game of the season so far in prospect as well. Nagano against Akita, 3rd place hosting 1st place. And you have to imagine if Akita can avoid defeat here, then they're really going to fancy their chances of having an invincible season, you know, making it all the way to round 34 unbeaten. So I think the pick of the weekend games is definitely Nagano against Akita. 5th place Gifu are at home. They're hosting 8th place Toyama on Sunday. And the other matches, Iwate against Hachinohe, Fujieda host Imabari, Tottori are taking on YSCC, and both of the under-23 sides are at home. Gamba Osaka under-23s hosting Sanuki, and Seretse Osaka's under-23 side are hosting Numazu. So sorry for the mini nature of this week's J Talk. Hopefully, I'll get a chance to do a similar J2 wrap up as well, just in time for the weekend games. But yeah, it was an entertaining midweek round. It certainly the schedule certainly kept Stuart and I on our toes this season. But yes, Akita looking good, and yes, any one of 4 teams really looking good for that second promotion spot. There's even a chance, I suppose, one of the teams from a little bit further back, Imabari, maybe could get involved and make things even more exciting / complicated in the running. But hopefully that was a reasonable review of the midweek games for you, and a preview of the weekend matches. Thanks again for listening and downloading. You know, everyone on the J Talk Pod appreciates it, big pod and little pod. In solidarity on that. And if you're a Patreon, you back us financially as well. Obviously, we understand that that's you're putting your money where your mouth is, and we really appreciate that too. All right, everyone. Well, enjoy the J3 weekend. Hopefully, I'll be back soon with a J2 wrap up, because there was a full round of J2 games in midweek as well. But that's all for J3 for now. We'll speak to you again soon. Enjoy the football. Bye for now.